Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, if you're looking for an artist that has definitely been able to create his own style and made it his own, our next guest will definitely inspire you. Recording artist Aham is making his first appearance on our program. We're going to talk to him not only about his mixture of country and soul, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. If you have not heard music from Aham before, you will on this program today. We also will let you know how you can stay in contact with him and his upcoming events. Aham, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Cyrus?
Hey, going really good, man. Glad you could join us today. And, you know, I think this is really exciting because, as I mentioned, you do have a creative mix of country and soul, but it's definitely something that is all your own. We're going to be hearing two selections from you a little bit later. What has it been like for you, Aham, to see the way that people are responding to the music?
Man, it's actually been awesome just to see the way they've just kind of embraced me, it's been unexplainable. I mean, it's been crazy.
It's been crazy. Well, you know, I think it takes a whole lot of courage to do anything these days. I mean, the safe route is definitely to be able to stay on the sidelines and watch other people. But you've gotten right in the ring and really, I think, joined the fight and being able to create a style that is your own. Country and soul, how did the two come together for you?
Well, it's like a little story, I guess. I was with my brother. Then my brother played a lot of acoustic, you know, stuff and did a lot of acoustic shows or whatever, doing blues more so, like more of a bluesy sound. And then one of my father's friends, you know, a rich guy, stayed around the corner pretty much. He heard us perform one night, came to one of our shows. Then as I walked out, he came and grabbed me, and he said, "I think you should do country music." And I was like, "You think I should do country music?" And he said, "Yeah, country music." So he gave me a couple of cover songs to listen to, and I actually kind of fell in love with the story the songs told. And I started to write that very night. And then from that point on, I created something.
Wow. Created. Well, you know, yeah, you know, that's the interesting thing. One of the singles we'll be listening to is called Country Walking, and I think you really come out in that song, Aham, and people are kind of able to learn a lot about you as an artist. But what I think is so great about what you've done is that you have not allowed yourself to be defined by how people think you should sound, what people think you should look like. Is that something that you have kind of grown into, or have you always been a person who's been confident in the decisions that you've made?
Well, I've really always been confident about the decisions I've made. I've just been that kind of guy. Like, I'm that, if you want something different, if you want the life of a situation, you come to Aham, hands down.
Well, and so that's how we were able to now be able to enjoy the music that we've been able to from you. Do you feel as though, you know, having the label of even country, you know, soul, that in itself doesn't really define who you are? Do you think just at your heart that you're just someone who loves to tell a story?
I am, man. I kind of feel like, what's a safe way to say it, like the modern-day Ray Charles.
So for you, then, the more important thing is not so much, because Ray Charles was also someone not afraid to get into the gospel, the country, and to kind of mix things up and to raise some eyebrows. So when you say that, then, I mean, that really, I think, shows that you're one of these people who's just willing to do whatever you can to be able to share your music, no matter, you know, what genre people may try to label it under, just to be able to share your music. You know, and that in itself is something that's bold. We're going to come back to that a little bit later, Aham. But do you think that's been one of the reasons why people have not only been interested in what you're doing, but also have kind of, you know, grown into it?
I do. I think that's a lot of the reason why people gravitated towards me and my sound, is because it's been just so different.
Yeah, so different. And we're about to be able to tell that for ourselves here, Aham. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to recording artist Aham. He's been able to mix a mixture of country and also soul to be able to forge a sound that is all his own. He has two singles you guys will be hearing on this program, but we'll also be letting you know how you can stay in contact with what's coming up next for Aham, as well as how you can enjoy more music. The single Country Walkin', I referenced it earlier, Aham. How did that single come about?
Wow. Well, me and my brother were sitting in the house, and he came up with the bass line, and next thing you know, I just started writing, and then we just kind of came up with that, and then we took it around to a few places, and then that's when Mr. Larry Butler got a hold to it, and you know, that's all she wrote.
Okay. All right. So for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Country Walkin' from AM. You all stay with us. We'll have more Conversations Live coming up right after this. There you have Country Walkin' by recording artist Aham right here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with the man himself. He's joining us today to talk to us not only about his colorful mixture of country and soul. But what it's been like for him to share that with all of you as listeners, we'll be telling you at the end of the broadcast so you guys can stay in contact with Aham as well as what's coming up next for him. Aham, let's talk about success for a moment, because people have defined success differently. Success means different things, you know, for other people. Do you feel as though for you success has been the fact that you've not only had a dream, you know, being able to share your work with the world, but now you're able to do just that?
Yes, I feel like, yeah, because I've had the chance to work with, like, if not the greatest, one of the greatest producers in the world. And, I mean, that's only some people can dream of that. And I feel like that's major success in itself.
And I think, too, and you are now able to inspire other people. I think that in itself, you know, for anyone, regardless of what your profession is, for people to be able to look at you and say, you know what, you know, through it all, they were able to do exactly what they wanted to do. I think that is a main thing. Do you think that's one of the things that has kept you focused, that has kept you moving forward when so many people would have stopped along the way, Aham?
Yes, that definitely has. To be able to inspire one person, if not a million, if I can inspire one person, that would be well worth the whole ride.
Yeah. Well, I think that's definitely one of the things that other people feel as well. So the other single that we're going to be listening to here before we let our listeners know how to stay in contact with you is the single You Got Me. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, I was going through a complicated situation, and I wrote a simple song about it.
Well, you know what? I think that kind of sums it up, Aham. And I think the words for the itself will definitely explain it to our listeners. Here again is recording artist Aham with the single, You Guys, You Got Me. Stay with us right here.
Another party, put my hands on another woman's body, and treat your love like it's a hobby. I'll spend more time with you daily, and we can make love all night, baby. Drunk.
They will do it to you every time. That was Aham with You Got Me right here on Conversations Live. And I know we all kind of been in those situations where somebody got us feeling a certain kind of way. We've been talking to Aham not only about his music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Aham, before we let you share how our listeners can stay in contact with you as well as support the music, I want to talk about the themes for a moment, because it's interesting. In hearing that song again, You Got Me, you know, I can kind of see that, you know, not only the soulfulness, but also I can kind of see a little bit of the blues feel in there. So do you think the important message for all of our listeners is, regardless of what it is that you want to do, whether it's singing or whatever it is, to make sure that you're making it your own and don't worry so much about how other people see it?
Exactly. Don't worry about what the next person thinks. Do what feels good to the soul, what feels good coming from you, what do you feel good doing. Because if you don't feel good doing it, and I can guarantee you this, if you don't feel good doing it, it's not going to be your best work. It's going to be something watered down, and it's just not going to be real. Like, people can see that. People know that. Like, I do what feels good to me. I go in there, I get my team, I get my brother, like he's playing on the guitar there, and that's what I do. And like Larry Butler, I was telling you about, I have to go back to this. This man produced Kenny Rogers the Gambler, Johnny Cash, and Willie Nelson. Like, he was the only producer in the world to beat Quincy Jones Grammys for Grammy of the Year, for Producer of the Year. And, I mean, to me, that was awesome to be able to have a chance to work with him before he passed away. And so, I mean, that was an awesome thing for me. And he felt the same way that about the music that I did, that I do.
Well, now our listeners can be able to stay in contact with you, Aham, as well as, of course, support the music. Where is the best place for them to go to be able to find you and to connect with you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Aham Smith. And then you can also find me on Facebook at Aham Smith, Instagram at Smith Aham, and you can check me out at Macus Media with Mr. Keith Smiles. That's my media manager. And I think that's about it. Yeah.
All right. So make sure they're I'm sorry.
Now, I was going to tell them they can also purchase my music right there on my Facebook page. There's a link that goes to all of my music. So you can just go right there. Once you find me, you can link right on into the music.
All right. And we actually tagged your Facebook and Twitter pages, Aham, so they'll be able to find them easily off of our pages. So definitely connect with Aham and support the music as well. We also want to thank Keith Miles for setting up this conversation with you, Aham, and we really appreciate the time. Last question I have for you, and it really is going back to what we talked about earlier, and that is about finding what you love to do. What advice do you have to other people about the importance of not only, you know, discovering what your gift is, but also giving your all to that gift?
Well, once you discover what your gift is, you don't give up. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do it, because you can do it. You got to, no matter how many no's you get, there's always going to be a yes somewhere. There's going to be a yes. You just got to keep looking. You got to keep knocking. And if they don't let you in when you knock, you got to kick the door down. That's what you got to do sometimes.
And Cyrus, I'm pretty sure that people didn't realize that Keith Miles on the line. But what I would like to say is that this young man has the privilege, Aham Smith. We are in negotiations with the tour for Darius Rutger. So, ladies and gentlemen of CMA, get ready, because this young man is about to shock the world. We are going to be on tour with Darius Rutger.
All right, so we have a lot to be able to look forward to. Thanks for that, Keith. And, Aham, thank you for taking out the time to be with us. Really appreciate it, man, and looking forward to what's coming up next for you.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Like you said, the Darius Rutger tour is in the works, and you will see me opening up for the Darius Rutger.
All right, so we'll be looking forward to that, and we thank all of you guys for tuning in as well. Again, everyone, Aham Smith has been our guest. The singles you guys heard here were Country Walkin' and also You Got Me, so make sure you guys are staying in contact with Aham and supporting the music as well online. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.